If you watched the film Trainspotting from the 1990s, or if you watched the recent Trainspotting 2, which came out 20 years later, then you're familiar with the opening monologue at the beginning of the movie, which begins with both movies with the words, "Choose life." And then goes on, a little bit of a rant. Trainspotting 2, which recently came out, ends that monologue with these words. Choose the ones you love. Choose your future. Choose life. I haven't seen the new film, which follows a group of four friends through the depths of depravity, and at least in the original movie, to a redemption of sorts at the end. And of course, the theme of redemption is not unique to this movie. I would argue that many films, television shows, novels, all have themes of redemption woven into them. However, as I was preparing for this morning, it was this particular notion of choosing life which jumped out at me. It's a theme which lies below the surface of our gospel lesson from Matthew this morning. We are still dealing with the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is teaching to his disciples, and there is still a crowd waiting further down the hill. And we're reminded of the words which Jesus spoke from our passage last week. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish it, but to fulfill it. And this reminder, it informs us that we are still dealing with the law, with God's laws. And with this reminder in place, Jesus addresses the topics of murder, adultery, divorce, and oath giving. And after hearing the passage this morning, you might be thinking that Jesus has set a very high bar for us. It's tough stuff. I mean, you haven't killed anyone recently, right? But when through your anger you told someone you wished they were dead, well, based on what Jesus says, in that moment, you crossed the line as far as God is concerned. And you've been faithful to your spouse, good. But when you looked at a coworker or a neighbor lustfully, well, in that moment, you crossed the line as far as God is concerned. And you haven't lied or given false testimony in God's name, which is good. But if you've ever lied about something or said, "Oh, I swear by my children, it isn't true," well, in that moment, you crossed the line because your children are God's children and they bear his image. And this passage this morning is hard. We read this passage and we might honestly think that we're all in a little spot of trouble because each of us in some way has thought or said one of these things at some point in our lives. Each of us has done it. Me, you, all of us. And now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's figure out what Jesus is trying to tell us. We already know that we are sinners. That's part of why Jesus came. But what is the message that is hidden beneath these words in our passage from Matthew this morning? Choose life. Jesus did not say, "I am right and you are wrong." Jesus came to fulfill the law, and he does so by reinterpreting it for new times and places. When we consider this passage from Matthew and the corresponding commandments from the Old Testament, the one aspect, the one character that we often neglect to think about as we debate these things is God. Professor Caroline Lewis asks the following question in connection with this passage. When was the last time you connected what you said and what you did with who God is for you? Our actions and our words reveal our theology. That is, our words and actions reveal what we think about and what we understand about God, and how we then apply that to our daily living. And this passage is about four things: God, ourselves, our neighbors, and how we connect those first three things together. This passage from Matthew is about choosing life. God's laws are meant to encourage human flourishing. God's laws are life-giving. What Jesus is telling us is that life is threatened when anger and insult reign. Life is threatened when women are objectified, merely there for fulfilling desire. Jesus insists that women are not cultures for the taking, to be reduced or discarded based on patriarchal need or the capacity to bear children. And life is threatened when you do not take seriously the oaths you make. What Jesus is telling us is that in interpreting the law, which Jesus came to fulfill, it's not always as simple as we might like to think. It's not always black and white, and it's not binary. It's not do or do not. However, if your understanding, if your interpretation of the law leads to death, the silencing of voices, reducing the personhood of another, disrespecting entire categories of people, labeling people, then you need to stop and think long and hard about what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. In today's world, with our political climate, we see all of these things happening. We see it, and we know that it is wrong. But we also need to be very careful about how we respond, because it is far too easy to respond in a manner which leads to death. That is, to respond in a way which is also not life-giving. And as disciples of Jesus, we are called to actions which are life-giving. And this does not mean we cannot be critical. It does not mean we cannot call out injustice. But how we do these things matters. In speaking truth to power, we must be accountable for our words. And a poem I discovered this week speaks to this issue. It is Clothesline by Marilyn Maciel. I, you, us, them, those people. Wouldn't it be lovely if one could live in a constant state of we? Some of the most commonplace words can be some of the biggest dividers. They. What if there was no they? What if there was only us? If words could be seen as they floated out of our mouths, would we feel no shame? As they passed beyond our lips, if we were to string our words on a communal clothesline, would we feel proud as our thoughts flapped in the breeze? We live in challenging times. I believe there's a proverb that goes, "May you live in interesting times." And sometimes I'm not so sure, but these are the times that God has placed and called each of us. And we are called to preach and to teach and to live the truth of the gospel. We are called to be prophetic, but we cannot do that without also being pastoral and developing trust in our relationships. And so in all things, choose life. Speak the truth of God into the kaleidoscope, which is your life. Bear witness to the love of God through kindness and love. Choose life. Amen.